Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone. This is Barbara Grace Reynolds, and this is the show, Get the Answers to Life's Questions, a show that was developed so that you would have a place to go to get those answers to those questions that you have, to get the answers that come from your guidance, the answers that can actually help you to make those changes that you want to make in your life, to have a better, clearer understanding of what it is you are actually creating. Because we are each responsible for ourselves and ourselves only. And we each create everything we experience, no matter how horrendous it is that we've created. We are still the ones who are creating it. And the more we step into that knowing and step into that power, the more we can actually change what we are creating, the more we can get out of the rut of what we've created in the past, realizing that the answers are not beyond us, they're inside of us, can make an enormous difference in our lives. Okay, so first I'm supposed to start with me, and then we're going to talk about inspiration, and then there's going to be some other stuff coming. Okay, I can feel it, but I don't know what it is, but it'll be good. All right. So I am a freedom and empowerment coach. I help people to reconnect with the joy inside of them to find the answers that they're looking for. And I also offer free 20-minute discovery sessions. So if you want to see if Infinity Healing, which is the modality I use, can help you to make the changes in your life, then you can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com, click on Schedule Now, and book your free discovery session and experience it for yourself. I found Infinity Healing, well, I was guided to Infinity Healing back in the spring, and it has made an enormous difference in my life in the short time that I've been doing it and in the lives of the people that I've been working with. So it's a modality that I know works. It starts working the second you say yes. So there's really nothing that'll stop it because it's going to work until it's finished. That's the whole way that it is set up. So if you have any questions about that or about anything else, you can go to my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. There's contact me, that's what they're called, all over my website. And you can also send me an email to barbara.healing@gmail.com. Okay, now we are going to get into inspiration. Inspiration is your guidance. It is getting the answers that you are looking for from your team that works with you. And everybody has a team. You don't just have one little lone guide whose only job is to make sure that you do what you need to do. You actually have a team that has guides and angels and ancestors and all of these other people and beings who care about you. And so they inspire you. They inspire you when you are open to the inspiration. Actually, they are always inspiring you. But if you're not open to the inspiration, you're not going to see it. One of those interesting things about life. The easiest way to get inspiration is to ask for it. And we don't usually do that. We know that there's situations in our lives that we don't understand, that we're scared of, or we're just thinking, oh my gosh, why is this happening to me? But we don't ask for that inspiration, for that clarity, for that understanding that our teams are waiting to provide for us. And they provide this in a variety of ways. You are always getting messages from your team, always. They're working so hard to help you to have the life that you can actually love. And it's like they're doing all this work and they're waiting for you to catch on. So, like I say, inspiration can come in a variety of ways. Sometimes it's a song. Sometimes I get a song that starts playing in my head and it just keeps playing and playing until I finally go and take the time and listen to it. And sometimes when I start listening to it, I listen to it for hours because it's doing something within me. It's clearing something within me. It's something that I've been looking for. And they brought me the answer in a song. So if you get inspired to play a song, then by all means, play the song. Put on your headphones. Nobody else has to hear it over and over and over again if that's what you're inspired to do. But this is for you. This is part of your change, part of your clearing. So don't deny yourself. And that's a really big thing that your guidance wants you to know. It's okay for you to do what's right for you. They don't ever want you to deny yourself. Because like I said, the only person you are actually responsible for is you. Now, you do assist other people when you make that choice. And just by being alive, you're assisting other people. Just by smiling, you're assisting other people. But your responsibility is with you. And so you make the choices that are going to bring the highest good into your own life. So another way that they inspire us is we overhear things that actually answer the questions that we have in our minds. You could overhear a conversation. You could overhear something on television, on the radio. You can overhear things from anywhere. Sometimes the information that you answers your question comes to you from a child because children are tapped into that universal knowledge because they haven't been completely taught to tune it out yet. By the time they're adults, we've pretty much conditioned them not to listen to their guidance. But when they're kids, they still have that connection. They still recognize that connection because we all have that connection. You never, ever lose that connection. God would never take that away from you. So talk to a kid. See what they say. You know that show that used to be on, like, kids say the darndest things. Well, that's why they say the darndest things. Because they are tapping into the universal mind, to the mind of God. And they are getting answers that we don't allow ourselves to receive. You could be inspired to pick up a book. A particular book might call to you, a particular page in a particular book. A book might open to a particular page. And if that happens, read the page. Our guidance will always find ways to get us the information that we're looking for. You could be driving down the road and suddenly a billboard that's been there for 69,000 years stands out. And you read it and it's like, ah, that's the answer. They really are amazing. And they are dedicated to getting us the answers that we ask for, helping us to understand the things that are going on in our lives. You also get inspiration in your dreams, because when you're dreaming, you don't have as much resistance to your guidance as you do when you're awake. It's funny when I think about the people who, you know, get put into mental institutions and all of these other places because they are hearing voices. And now that I am a channel and I hear voices, I wonder how many of those people are actually channeling information from the angels, from their guidance, from whomever. I wonder how often the voice that they hear is actually the voice of God. And instead of recognizing that it's perfectly okay for us to hear voices, it doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with us. We lock them up and medicate them. I actually had one gentleman that I was talking with, and when I told him that I channeled, that I heard voices, and his response was, "Have you gone and gotten yourself checked out?" Which made me laugh. And I told him, "No, my voices are perfectly fine with me." And he just could not wrap his mind around that, because hearing voices to him meant that I was crazy. I'm not crazy. You know, I'm not hearing voices that tell me I need to bomb a building or anything like that. My voices are voices of love. And everyone can hear their guidance. We just have to start opening up to it, allow ourselves to listen. Now, I began to hear voices by utilizing automatic writing. And automatic writing is where you just sit down with a pen and paper, you write a question to your guidance, and you let whatever answer flow through you. And your hand will just start writing. And it's interesting and funny and can be a little scary, but it's your guidance talking to you. It's you making that connection. Now, if you want to try automatic writing, there are instructions on my website under the free things tab. And all you have to do is read it and do it. It is one of the ways that you can start opening up to hearing what is there for you, or to writing it so that you can read it. Always finds a way to communicate with us. And some people work really, 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 really hard not to see it, not to hear it, not to experience it. You can look at your own life and the choices that you make and the things that you've done, and all of that has inspiration for you. So one of the things that I've learned in the last week is about shadow self. And I've heard about, you know, everybody has a shadow self, and there have been books about shadow selves and all of this. But I was talking with my coach, and she was telling me about this method of connecting with your shadow self, and she encouraged me to do it. She encouraged me to do it every day, to have a conversation with my shadow self. Now, you can also consider the shadow self to be your ego, because it's that voice within you that is very loud usually, and it's always telling you what is wrong with you, what is wrong with your life, what a stupid thing you've done. That wonderful little voice that's not loving, it doesn't care. It's just a gripey, bitchy little voice usually. And it's usually judging you. about what you've done. And so I've started connecting with my shadow self. And I find my shadow self to be kind of interesting because she has these very strange beliefs about me and my life and what is and is not possible and what I can and cannot allow. And when I listen to what she's saying and I look at my life, I can see how she's had an impact on what I've experienced because I would listen to her. I would believe her. I don't believe her anymore. Now I listen to her so that I can clear whatever it is that she's talking about so that I no longer have to be in that energy that she creates. Your guidance wants you to listen to your shadow self. See what it is that your shadow self is telling you. See what it is that is affecting your life experiences because you listen to it, you believe it, you accept it as the truth because you've heard it over and over and over and over again, and that's all a belief is. It's something that we've heard so many times that we finally said, okay, this must be true. And it's not. So connecting in with your shadow self gives you a bigger picture of your life, of your beliefs, of why things are the way that they are. And it's not complicated to do it. You just take 10 to 20 minutes, go to a quiet place, sit down, close your eyes, and ask your shadow self to come chat with you. And what my coach told me is I should tell my shadow self what I am committed to doing in my life, what it is I want to create. And as soon as I did that, my shadow self gave me all these reasons why that was not possible. She was telling me all of the fears that I have, some of them I wasn't aware of, that are running my life in the background. And some of the stuff I'd never thought of, didn't have any idea that this was going on. But I used the Infinity Healing to clear all of the stuff that she was bringing up, and I felt so much better. And I've noticed that the more I do this, the less my shadow self is actually talking to me. The quieter she is becoming because I'm letting go of her beliefs. And so she has to come up with new ones, and she does. But she doesn't have the dedication to the new beliefs that she did to the old ones. Be as aggressive with them. It's another interesting way of getting to know yourself, of getting to know why you keep creating certain situations in your life, what it is you really believe, because this shadow self has been telling you this all of your life. And you know, your shadow self is telling you that you're worthless. And you're hearing that over and over and over again. That's affecting every aspect of your life. You're not allowing yourself to be successful because if you're successful, you're not worthless. And we know that you're worthless, so you can't be successful. So you can see how those beliefs of the shadow self are setting up these impossible situations for you to overcome. Why you just go in and release those beliefs. Release the whole need to even listen to your shadow self. Unless you call them forward and tell them you want to listen. But otherwise, they don't really need to have a place in your life. And you're not trying to fight them. You're not trying to overcome them, because those things don't work. That actually feeds them, gives them more energy. This is cutting the connection between you and them. And the more you do that, the more then you can actually hear your guidance, because your guidance doesn't yell at you. It's that soft, gentle voice. It's like the voice of your dearest friend. It makes you feel warm, comfortable, loved. People ask me, how can you tell when it's your guidance talking to you as opposed to your ego? When it's your guidance, there is no judgment. They are not going to start out telling you everything that you've done wrong. They're not. They're going to help you to see the beauty in you, the love in you, the potential in you. Because that's what they see. They see how magnificent you are, and they want you to see that. And so they tell you that. Your guidance will always tell you that they love you. And they will tell you over and over and over and over and over again until one day you finally listen. They help you to gain a deeper understanding of who you are and why you're here. What is your purpose on this planet? Your ego, on the other hand, is very judgmental. It tells you everything you have ever done wrong. It also tells you everything that could go wrong when you are talking to this person or that person, or if you get in a relationship with this person or that person, and they just go on and on and on again about all the screwed up stuff in the world, in your life. It does not feel like your guidance. It does not make you feel warm and fuzzy. It makes you feel really crappy. That's ego. That's how you can tell the difference, by how you feel. Our feelings really are the opening for us to understand so much in life, so much in us. And we were never taught really how to understand our feelings, how to embrace our feelings. Instead, we're usually taught not to feel. And we get taught that in sometimes very subtle ways. You know, when you were a little kid and you did something wrong and you got a spanking and you were crying, and then they told you that you weren't allowed to cry. Well, now when I look at that, it's just totally ludicrous. I mean, you've just been spanked. Why the heck would you not be able to cry? But that was their way of saying, stuff it, stuff that feeling. Don't let it out. Don't express it. Don't cry. And then we grow up and we find that we can't express our feelings. We can't welcome our feelings. We can't allow our feelings. And we wonder why. It's because all of our lives we are conditioned that feeling is bad. And it's not. It's how you understand yourself. It's how you get in touch with who you are, by recognizing and feeling your feelings. And the more you open up to those feelings, the more you are actually opening up to your inspiration. Because so much of your existence, you feel. And if you're afraid of feeling, you're afraid of living. You're afraid of your own life. So that's something that your inspiration, your guidance can teach you about. I have a little post-it note here at my computer that says, how am I feeling right now? Because I want to be aware of what I'm feeling. I want to be aware of when I'm feeling those little negative nudges from my shadow self, from my ego, so that I can see what it is that I need to release and I can let it go. And it just makes my life better. It just allows my life to flow. And now one of the things they want me to talk about is change. There are so many changes going on in our lives, in our world, in who we are allowing ourselves to be. And we find those changes kind of frightening and sometimes overwhelming. And if we are listening to our guidance and our guidance is telling us, yes, this is the change that we're supposed to be in, but everybody around us is saying, you can't change that. You're not supposed to change that. Why are you changing that? Don't change that. Because they're telling you their fears. It's not really about you. It's about them. We often tell other people our fears, and we don't even realize that we're doing it. We teach other people our fears, and we don't realize we're doing it. We think that this is making the world a safer place, and it's not. Us expressing our fears. So if you are going through changes and your friends and family are saying you can't do that, realize that they are talking about themselves. They're talking about what they are afraid of. They're talking about what they would not do. And so they're not comfortable with you doing it. Because if they wouldn't do it, you can't do it. One of the lovely ways we impose our will upon other people. So look inside yourself. Go in and talk to your guidance. See what they say. Ask them what's for your highest good. Ask them if you're supposed to have this change in your life. And I'm getting lots and lots of yeses. Because when you go with the flow of what is for your highest good, you are creating the life that you can love, the life that you can enjoy, the life that you don't have to be afraid of, that you don't have to be, what is the word they want me to use? Okay, I'm getting the word destitute. Don't know why, but okay. A life without the misery. And that's really something we all want. On a soul level, we really do want that. But our minds and our egos, they really can give us conflicting information. Which is why it's so important for us to recognize our guidance. Trust it. We know when we're feeling good about a decision. And yet we listen to the little voices that tell us that this isn't going to work, even though we feel good about it. And then we begin to question it. And the more we question it, the more it brings up all this other stuff that ego's got there that's we've been saving about how horrible a person we are. And so instead of making a decision and feeling good about it, we start wondering, am I doing the right thing? Can I really trust? What if I'm wrong? What if this all goes to hell in a handbasket? I can't do this. I could be making a mistake. And we talk ourselves out of what we know is the right thing to do. That's why developing a strong relationship with your guidance is so important and makes such a difference in your life. Because when you have that strong relationship, that strong trust, that knowing that your guidance is always telling you what is for your highest good, then you don't have to second guess every decision that you make. You don't have to question everything that you think about. You can go with the flow. You can live in easy world where everything flows with benevolent love, grace, and ease, where you live in solutions. And living in solutions is a whole different state of being than living in problems. You know people in your life who are always living in problems. And you talk to them and they're giving you the stories about everything that's wrong, everything that's not working. They go to the grocery store. They always end up in the slowest line. They always get the stupid cashier. You know, they have a whole story about everything that's wrong in every moment of their lives. Those people are living in problems. You don't have to live there. You can live in an easy world. You can live in the solutions. You can talk to your guidance before you go to the store and tell them, okay, this is what I'm going for, and I'd like to find the best one, and I'd like a really good parking space, and I want that really friendly cashier who's really fast and efficient, and I just want everything to just flow so beautifully and easily. And then you go to the store and everything flows so beautifully and easily. Because your guidance does give you what you ask for. They work really hard to give you what you ask for. But do you know what you're actually asking for? Because a lot of the times we don't ask for what we want. We ask for what we don't want. We ask for what we're afraid of. Anything you are focusing on, that is what you are asking for. I'm not saying that you're actually telling your guidance, I really want to have a crappy day today. But if you get up in the morning thinking, oh my gosh, I'm going to have a crappy day, you have just put in a request for crappy day. So don't be surprised when you get crappy day. Because they are always giving you what you ask for. Remember, they don't have the right, wrong kind of judgment things. They can see what's for your highest good, but they realize that whatever you decide you want to ask for is okay, because that's what you ask for. They bring you whatever you ask for. So if you ask for crap, you get crap. Okay, they want me to say that one again because they really want you to get it. Your guidance does not judge what you ask for. They do not look at it and say, oh no, this is not what they need, because they are not going to enjoy this. They say, this is what they've asked for, so this is what we're going to bring them. And if you ask for crap, you get crap. And it's as simple as that. And there's actually nothing wrong with getting crap. That's what you ask for. Okay, let's go to our caller from area code 31. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Sue. Thanks for taking my phone call. My question is, I've decided I'd like to have a different job because I need more money and something more fulfilling. I've come to that point, and I'm filling out the paperwork later on today for the job, and that I need something in the middle too, another job, like another part-time one. How do you see this all working?
Okay, let's check in and see. see what your guidance wants you to know or if they have any questions. Okay, so these changes that you're making as far as the job that you have, you are actually looking for work doing something that you really enjoy, right?
Yeah, and I'll make more money and just, I don't know, have a little bit more time on my hands, but I don't know how to explain. It just fits better and make more money.
Okay. So what are your reservations about making this kind of a change in your life?
It's just a little scary. I'm hoping I get it. I had to fill out the rest of the paperwork in a couple of hours, and I'm sure I'll get it, but then I need to get something in between. So I went to some schools for, like, lunch money and stuff and filled out applications, and I just wondered if you see me getting a call with that soon.
Okay, so instead of telling you what I see, which can change depending on what it is you believe, they want me to help you to let go of your fear so then you can actually create that this is all going to work absolutely fine and actually let it flow. Does that make sense?
Sure. I'm positive about it. I am.
But there's that little fear thing that's right there that's like it's right now. Feels like it's pushing against your back. they show me these images, and they just showed me an image of this bubble of fear thing pushing against your back. So they want you to let go of this fear thing, so then everything can go as you desire for it to
okay.
be created, because this is your life, and you get to make the choices.
Right.
So. We are now activating the Infinity Healing Energy, and if you would like to receive it, say yes.
Yes.
Okay. So would you like an Infinity Healing for releasing your fears around these changes that you are bringing into your life, releasing the fears of not being able to get an in-between job, not being able to get the job that you really want to have, not being able to allow your life to flow. And if you'd like to let all of that go, just say yes.
Yes.
Okay, take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an Infinity Healing for releasing any false beliefs that you have that say that you're not good enough? You deserve better. If so,
yes.
Say yes. And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an Infinity Healing for opening up to your confidence, to the knowing within you that, yes, you can do this job. You can do any of these jobs that you apply for. They would be so lucky to have you working there because you are such an incredible person. And just standing in that confidence, and if you're in an interview, just exuding that confidence so that they know that you are the right person. And if you'd like that, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay.
Okay, so look at, you know, that whole idea of looking at these other jobs and moving forward in your life. And how does it feel now? Does it feel any different? Okay, so that fear that was nudging you is gone now, so you don't have to deal with that. Now, let's see if they want to say something about you and your jobs and all of that. Okay, they're showing me these thumbs up symbols. So if this is what you really want in your life, then there's absolutely no reason why you shouldn't have it. There's no reason why you shouldn't achieve it. But it's up to you. It's not like the universe decides that, yes, we're going to let Sue have this, or no, we're not going to let Sue have this. It's Sue that decides whether or not Sue gets this. And right now it looks like it's nothing in your way. So, yeah, you should be able to get the in-between job and the new position that's going to give you the money and the time and everything else that you're looking for in your life, so that you can be you and just live your life fully. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Was there anything else?
I guess you can't tell me when you think I'll hear.
Oh, my guidance never tells me times. They will say soon, but that's about as much as they will commit to. They say everything is just too changeable, and they refuse to do that.
Okay.
But they are saying it's going to happen soon.
I hope so, like today.
Well, they say go do something that you actually enjoy. Go and have fun. That way the energy that you are putting out there is the energy of fun and, you know, laughter and lovely life and all of that, instead of the energy of worrying, which actually keeps you from getting what you're worrying about. So do something fun.
Okay. All right,
okay.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for calling, Sue, and have some fun.
Okay.
Bye-bye. So when we are looking at those changes that we want to make in our lives and the possibilities, the potential, it's really amazing how much possibility is out there, how much potential is out there, how many opportunities are out there for us. And so often we just don't see them. And it's because we have these beliefs that something's going to go wrong. Something has to go wrong. You know how it works. You can't just have things go right. Something has to go wrong. But that whole belief in right or wrong is part of our belief system. It's not something our guidance buys into. They know that everything, no matter what it is, everything that happens has a purpose. And some people need for things to be absolutely catastrophic in order for them to change, which means that catastrophes are okay. And it's kind of hard for us to wrap our minds around that sometimes, because we believe that if we are these wonderful, good people, then of course nothing will happen in our lives that will be anything other than wonderfully good. But we don't really look at what it is we actually believe. We don't look at our egos, our shadow parts, and see what else is running the show. So it's not that you're being punished, you know, like when good things, bad things happen to good people. It's not a punishment. It's all part of their belief system. Good people do actually have beliefs that bad things are going to happen to them. That's part of how we're raised. It's what we're taught. We are taught that it cannot all be good. We really are taught that. So when things are not good, it is part of our belief system. It is part of what we are creating in our own lives. Okay, so they want me to do some infinity healing around this. And we'll just see how this flows. Okay, would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that your life cannot flow in a good way, that it cannot be wonderful experiences that just get better and better and better and better? That you are not allowed, or it is not safe for you to be happy? If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that someone's always going to get in the way of what you want? Something's always going to come up that's going to be a stumbling block in your plans. That there's always going to be some kind of problem for you to overcome. That it's not possible for your life just to be filled with miracles. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you have to deal with other people's issues? But if other people are having problems with what you are creating in your life, that you have to deal with their issues, that you have to make their issues your own, because you don't. So if you'd like to completely and totally let go of that belief, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for releasing the false belief that you need to worry about how things are going to work out? Worry about what's going to happen? Where's the money going to come from? Where are the people who are going to step in and rescue you going to come from? The whole idea that you need to be rescued. Letting go of that. Letting go of all of those obstacles that you create in your own life. And just having them dissolve and drift away. And if you'd like that, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing giving you courage? Giving you the courage to step forward in your life, to move forward in your life, to allow the changes that are for your highest good. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep breaths. Would you like an infinity healing for living in your knowing? Living in your truth. Always seeing the solution and never being stuck in a problem. If so, say yes. Yes, and take three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for allowing everything in your life to flow with grace and ease? And just being in that flow, being okay with being in that flow, feeling the beauty of that flow, and knowing that you are loved and that you love you. And your life is meant to be wonderful. And you live in easy world. If so, say yes. Yes. And take three nice deep, deep breaths. So who you are being is your choice. What you are experiencing is your creation. And if you don't like it, you get to change it. Because that is your doing, your power, your life, your decision. And nobody is forcing you to do anything. It's all about your choice. Okay, let's go to the caller from area code 202. Hi, who's this?
Hey, my name's Camilla. How are you?
I'm great. How about you?
Good, thanks. This is kind of my first time calling into the show, so I'm not sure exactly how this goes.
Well, you ask whatever it is you want to ask, and we see what the answer is.
Oh, perfect. that's easy enough. I'm curious about new love relationship.
Okay.
Yeah, there's someone that I kind of have my eye on. But I don't know him very well at all. And I'd like to know what the angels say about that.
So whenever someone asks me about, you know, their love relationships, it's kind of like they show me a vision of the person who's asking, kind of like you're an airport, and then there's these planes circling waiting to land. And they show me the number of planes that are circling you or whatever. And they show me that one of your planes has landed, so I'm assuming that this is the one that you're interested in. And you still have two planes that are circling you, so if you decide you don't want the one that's landed, there are still two more that are really close to landing.
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, the first thing I'm hearing is, are you sure about what you're looking for? Do you know what kind of person you want to have in your life?
Right. maybe not. I'm not sure. I guess not.
Okay.
I think in terms of, for me, I think the uncertainty comes in. A lot of times I'm attracted to men who are very much into their careers, which sometimes entails giving to the world. And while in one way that's really attractive to me, in another way it's, you know, you kind of have to sacrifice a part of your relationship or be okay with having your guy kind of also belong to the world. And I think I've been questioning that aspect of it.
What is it about you that... let's see, how do I word this? Okay, they say that you are an absolutely beautiful, magnificent woman and you deserve to have someone who's going to completely and totally love and adore you and shower you with whatever it is your heart desires. So why are you afraid of having that?
That is a good question.
Yeah, and that's something you really want to look at.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like there's a part of you that really doesn't want to be seen, doesn't really want to be known.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you want them to see you from a distance and go, oh my gosh, she's so wonderful, but you don't want them to get close.
Right.
Because you're afraid of what they're going to discover. Ooh.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And some of this came from your childhood. I don't know who it was
mm-hmm.
or what you got caught doing. But, yeah, that's coming from back there. So would you like to clear some of that old crappy stuff out so you can really enjoy these?
Yes, please. I would.
Okay. So we're going to use Infinity Healing, which involves me asking you a question. And if you say yes, then I'll tell you to take three deep breaths. And this is connecting you directly with God, the source, the universe, whatever name you like. And this energy will continue to work on you until the issue is resolved. So even after we finish the call, it may be days, weeks, months, years, whatever it needs in order to clear this out of you. All right. Are you okay with that?
Yes, I am.
Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for releasing your fears of being seen, of being known, of being valued, of being loved, of being adored, of being appreciated, of being treated like royalty? If so, say yes.
Wow, yes.
Okay, three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing giving you peace with your past relationships, forgiving all of those people who did you wrong, who hurt you, who didn't treat you with the love that you deserved, and just completely and totally cutting the connections to all of that so you can live in the now, in the light, in the love that you are? If so, say yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing, making it safe and giving yourself permission to be seen, to stand out there and to have them see you, to really see the beauty of you, the light that is shining from your heart, the love that you are? If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing, giving yourself freedom? The freedom to make your own choices, to know what it is, what qualities you want in this person that you are bringing into your life. How wonderful you actually want your life to be. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. Okay, so think about that relationship that you are looking to create. And how does it feel for you now?
Feels good. I feel a lot lighter.
Yeah.
Thank
Wonderful.
You.
Well, you're welcome. And now you can go and investigate your plane that's already landed and, you know, see if that's good fit for you.
Oh, thank you so much. That was beautiful.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Okay, take care.
Bye. Okay. And we will answer this beautiful, beautiful woman who has finally raised her hand.
Well, it's only because I was listening and learning and being grateful for everything you said. Which was so fitting for where I'm at the moment.
Good. So what questions did it bring up?
Well, I came on, and I mean, a lot of it hit what I needed. However, I'm sitting here in my old apartment, got to sleep in a very comfortable bed last night. Really enjoyed that. And it feels very peaceful. I don't know if it feels right or not, but it feels good. And so I thought I made up my mind about what to do. And now I'm wavering again. And I feel fear more than anything else. Fear because lack of money, about a space to live, but in fear, what is the right decision? you know, I sort of came to a place about staying at the new place until I find another new place, but, and then renting this and keeping a room here for safety, and because I have to keep a room here because it's not really a legal sublet. So, and also I need the room here because I got stuff. Even though I got rid of a ton of stuff, there's still more stuff. So it's just, and it's what you talked about. It's fear in making the right decision. And it's fear of lack of funds. It's fear of wondering when the next work is coming in.
Okay. So are you ready to work on it?
Yeah.
Okay. So would you like an infinity healing for accepting the fear, accepting that it's there, accepting that it's serving a purpose, accepting that you created it for a reason, and this is part of how you learn? So say yes.
Yes, and can I say something? Or it's better not to. When you said that fear, then immediately I got the picture of the person in the relationship, and I guess that's just part of the fear.
Yeah, it is. Okay, did you take the three dip?
Okay.
So would you like an infinity healing for releasing you from any need to run from fear? If so, say yes.
Wow. Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
It's huge. Yeah.
So would you like an infinity healing for recognizing that you have even more courage than you have fear? And you can look fear in the eye and still make the decisions that are right for you. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths.
Feeling that transformation as you're talking.
Well, this is some big stuff for you, so that's
pretty
good.
Huge.
Okay, so would you like an infinity healing for releasing your judgments about fear? The judgments that say fear is wrong, and if you are afraid, then that makes you a bad person, and you're doing what's wrong, or you need to beat up on yourself because you know that you have nothing to be afraid of, and all that conversation that goes on inside you, just letting all of that go. You still say yes. And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the truth that you really are powerful? You really are. And you really can make good decisions. And you really can do what's right for you in every moment. And this is all within your power. If so, say yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting yourself? accepting yourself exactly as you are right now in this moment. No changes required. Just opening your heart to you, accepting you, loving you right now. If so, say yes.
Yeah.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for giving yourself permission to live an easy world, to accept living an easy world, to allow yourself to deserve to live an easy world, to have your life flow with miracles in every moment, at everything you need provided, no matter how big or how small the need is, to just allow. If so, say yes.
Yes.
And three nice deep breaths. And would you like an infinity healing for accepting the whole fear that the whole bottom is just going to drop out of your world? And to be okay with accepting it. Yeah. Three nice deep breaths. Okay, how do you feel?
Well, better, especially the part with the fear and accepting it. And that was huge because I came on so big and I saw a person. I mean, I saw the person so clearly, and that was part of the fear. And then when you said that the courage was as big as the fear, that made things really switch.
Mm. Good.
Yeah.
Got more than you expected today, huh?
Yeah, and grateful. Grateful. Yeah, cause, no, that was a significant switch. That really was. Of course, now I'm like scared. I hope it's going to stay. But, you know, I'm just going to live.
Well, just remember that, you know, the energy of the infinity healing is going to keep working until everything is the way that it's for your highest good. So even if it goes back, it's going to switch again. So it's
okay.
And it doesn't have to switch back. It doesn't have to switch back at all.
But that's good to know that, should it, it's still cool.
So would you like an infinity healing for accepting the fact that it doesn't have to switch back, that you can stay in this new place, this new place of acceptance, this new place of love, this new place of possibilities?
Yeah, and keep going forward with it. Yeah, I do. Yes.
Okay, three nice deep breaths. Now, how does that feel?
I got sidetracked. I was just thinking about, I'm not sure how it feels because I was thinking, oh God, I'm thinking about more problems, which is foolish. Just how to orchestrate things. Jeez. But I'm calm.
It wants you to, you know, get up. paper and pencil and write down the problems that are coming up and ask what you should do about the problem.
Okay.
And then write down whatever you're guided to write and let them show you the solutions.
Okay. All right.
Okay, and so would you like an infinity healing to bring you a deeper trust in your guidance?
Oh, okay.
And three nice deep breaths. Well, terrific.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome.
This was extra powerful. Thank you so much. And the shadow work really helped.
Oh, yeah. Those shadow people are really very, very sweet and loving in a despicable kind of way.
In a what kind of way? Despicable kind of way, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, mine actually... Okay. Yeah, started to cool it a little bit, yeah. So thank you for that, too.
You're welcome. Okay. Well, they say that you are ready, and now you can do the writing, and you can just move forward.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wonderful.
All right.
Well,
thanks a lot.
Thank you for sharing who you are and allowing other people to benefit from your healing as well.
Thanks, and thanks for being you. Thanks for all you do.
Sure.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Alrighty, that is our show for today, and Friday's show will have Elizabeth, and you will love Elizabeth. She's full of love and fun and laughter, and she's always such a blessing to have on the show. Everyone's a blessing to have on the show. So that's it for today. Thanks so much for listening, and I will talk to you again on Friday. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.